This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. These are not regular times. These are times that we just don't know. We really don't know what's happening. Business is far from the regular business model that we know. Life is not what we could ever imagine. I'm in Boston, and it was a ghost town this morning. Just beautiful day, beautiful spring day, and yet a ghost town. No one is out and about quite yet. And as it should be, we're supposed to be staying away, relying on our good senses to not be out and about. Joining me today to talk about cannabis, CBD, and coronavirus for the full hour is Dr. Gregory Smith. Dr. Gregory L. Smith earned his medical degree from Rush Medical School in Chicago. He got his Master's of Public Health right here at Harvard, and he completed residency training in preventive medicine at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. And we thank Major Dr. Smith for the work that he has devoted to our country. He has probably been one of the leading pioneers in cannabinoid medications, has been teaching and lecturing other doctors internationally about cannabis for many years, author of so many books, textbooks and books. One of them is CBD, What You Need to Know. Also, THCV, Weight Loss, Blood Sugar, Blood Lipid Control. And a very important, books in the arena of cannabinoid medicine. And it's a pleasure, Dr. Smith. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Frankie. I always enjoy coming on your show.
I don't think
you know about my previous life. I feel like I've had a few lives already. But when I was at Walter Reed, I was an epidemiologist with something called EPICON, which is the equivalent of the Center for Disease Control for the military. They have their own inherent CDC control center for military-related epidemic issues. So yes, I actually my previous life I was an epidemiologist, and this the epidemiology of the COVID-19 has certainly re-stimulated my interest. And for the last couple of months, I've spent a lot of time and focus on what's going on with this pandemic.
The numbers continue to grow all over the world, worldwide. Numbers of patients that are newly infected, number of patients that are dying, and now we're starting to see, which is pretty typical, I would think, in any crisis, a pandemic, that, you know, we see young kids now, a couple of young people dying, and you're going to have that spike on either side of the curve as well as the middle. What we weren't expecting are the millennials to be so sick and to get so sick. I think everyone was a little shocked at the beginning because we thought this was a 60-plus disease, and now we're realizing that's not true. The majority of people that do have the disease at this moment in time are, I think it's 18 to 55. And
That's true, yeah. Definitely recognize that. Yep.
Yes. I guess business is not usual. Life is not usual. And the role of cannabinoid medicine during this time, I just have to say that I am shocked that the state of Massachusetts has closed all recreational dispensaries, and other states around the country, they're closed now, and yet liquor stores remain open. I find that double-edged sword to be a sticking point for me. And I'm not a recreational user, but I just feel that if someone wants to use recreational cannabis at this time, they should have the right to do it if their state has agreed to it. And it just is so frustrating that I feel like that prohibition mentality is back again. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about CBD and our everyday use of it for ourselves and for our animals during these stressful times. And we also need to talk about the immune system, the endocannabinoid system, if you will, and what the effects are with cannabis / or CBD and hemp. So you take it from there. Where do you want to begin? You're here for the full hour, which is unusual, but we are devoting the entire hour with Dr. Smith. Are you there, doctor? Did I lose the doctor? Oh, okay. Hopefully we'll get him right back. This is why I wanted Dr. Smith on, because he is so knowledgeable and can really separate the truth from fact from fiction. And we need that truth right now. We need to have that truth. We need to know what's really going on. We need to have that story be told, because without the truth, it just, so many things going on, and I don't want people to be misinformed. There was a warning out yesterday about CBD being used to help people during this crisis, and to be very careful about what is said. And I don't want to misinform or give people information that is not true. And so we will try and get Dr. Smith back for our next segment, because we have him scheduled for the full hour. I wanted to give you, though, the update of what is happening in the world of CBD and hemp. Right now, there's something going on that states are split on following the USDA hemp rules, and complaints about federal hemp rules means that the nation will again see a patchwork of varying hemp production guidelines in 2020. Marijuana lobby groups warns against the CBD claims about coronavirus, and that's something that we were going to talk about. But Normal is warning consumers against the CBD, and I want to just say about this that CBD, they're saying that products claiming to guard against the coronavirus, and the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws said this week that CBD retailers have received warning letters from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for making such unsubstantiated claims. If something sounds too good to be true, likely it is, the normal executive director Eric Alteria said. During these difficult times, we encourage people to be skeptical of any unsubstantiated claims, particularly those circulating online surrounding the use of cannabis or any other uncorroborated treatment for COVID-19. And that is you know, that's really critical. I will tell you that there is some really wonderful opportunities to use the CBD to kind of help you chill and maybe help you sleep. And that's something that I think is a very important thing. We will get back into that when we come back from break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. And hopefully we will get Dr. Greg, because he's such a, you know, fountain of knowledge. Really, he is. We'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oregano.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And yes, we got back Dr. Gregory L. Smith. I'm so thrilled. He is an MD and has his master's in public health and also an epidemiologist when he was at Walter Reed as a major. And we also know that he is one of the few educators in the world of cannabis and cannabinoid medicine. There aren't a lot, and he speaks all over the world, and so I'm always so grateful to have him because I know how busy he is. First of all, will cannabis help our immune system? That was the question we lost you at.
Oh, okay, yes. Good. I'm not sure where I got lost there, but I did want to talk about immune support, and we'll talk about CBD and immune support, and then I'd like to talk about other nutraceuticals that are very effective to help us with this, especially keep us out of the intensive care and keep us alive. So,
okay.
What happens with this virus, it goes to one particular type of cell in our lungs, and it has special knobs on the outside of the virus that actually attach to a receptor, the angiotensin II receptor. So these things are targeting this receptor on certain lung cells. Once they're attached, then they go inside the cell and replicate. And so we don't have anything that's going to stop that. Nothing out there in the cannabinoid world or our nutraceutical world is going to stop that. The hydroxychloroquine may have some effect on that, but we're not stopping that happening. But what we can stop is what happens after that occurs. What our body is doing is making an excessive immune response to the viral invasion in our lungs. So it's our body that kills us. The virus doesn't kill us. What happens is our body makes an excessive immune response with both pus cells, white cells, and then all sorts of inflammatory markers, interleukins and TNFs and all sorts of chemicals are released and damage more and more of our lung cells, the lining cells, and that's what kills us. So what do we want to do? We want to modulate, have a healthy immune response and not an excessive immune response to the virus.
Yes, so that's really critical. Yeah, that's really critical. And some of the things that I've been doing, because I don't know, we've had Dr. Cass Ingram on, who shared with us that during the pandemic, the people that came out of it without any issues were those that worked in the cinnamon spice factories, and they were immune. And cinnamon has been, you know, a spice that has been used combined with oregano, and he was saying that's a wonderful way to help protect the immune system. We also know that the gut is important, probiotics, I would suspect. And vitamin C has been used. One of the orthomolecular doctors that we talked to on the health show has shared that vitamin C intravenously has had tremendous success in Wuhan and some clinicals that they're doing right now as we speak.
Okay, and that those are good. Those are two nice pieces in a puzzle that I'd like to give to you. And then I'd also like to send you something maybe you could put on your website. Which has as many pieces of the puzzle that I can put out there for general public use. So let's immune support. So we can't do anything to stop decreased viral attachment. It's very effective attachment to these specific lung cells. We can't do.
Let me just ask you: if the lungs are already damaged, if you smoke, obviously you're more susceptible to more damage, correct? Quicker damage?
Correct, yeah.
Or
you already have damage, and so you've got less spare and less room to
Yeah, okay.
More damage.
Okay.
If you lose so many percent of your lung already, you can't lose another 10% without tipping over the scale. So, yeah, so smoke, cutting back on any kind of smoking, including marijuana smoking, is definitely the right thing to do. You know, and vaporizing of the oils is fine, but the actual smoking, igniting flower is going to be very irritating to lungs.
Okay.
So we can't stop viral replication, we can't stop viral attachment, but we can stop the thing that kills us or slow it down or decrease it, and that's the excessive immune response. CBD, along with the other nutraceuticals, does the following things, and CBD is particularly good at this. It is an antioxidant, a potent antioxidant, and so it stops the oxidative damage that happens. When the puff cells get into the lungs, they release all these nitrous oxide that causes to kill things, and it decreases the, so it's an antioxidant, and it decreases at a cellular level the release of these chemicals that injure, that are trying to injure the virus, but they're actually injuring more cells. So it decreases the cellular inflammatory markers, and it decreases the amount of white cells that are brought into the area to do damage. White cells are like pickup trucks. And it decreases the number of these white cells that are coming in that do a lot of damage to healthy lung cells. So those are the three mechanisms. They're well described, and a dose that I would be on during the next few months is something like 50 milligrams under the tongue, morning and bedtime. And of course, when this epidemic goes away, you'd back down to like maybe 25 milligrams at bedtime. But under the tongue, 50 milligrams twice a day throughout the next few months, while we really want to have our immune system modulated well, and so this would help modulate the immune response. As important, if not more important, I'm going to mention the vitamins, yes, and the minerals. So,
okay.
D, C, E, and B complex.
Yes.
And I'll put the units out there on your website. But these are not the minimum daily requirements. Remember, those are the amounts that stop us from getting sick, the minimum daily requirements. These are actually larger amounts that are going to be recommended to really have a well-modulated immune response. You want all these three vitamins are very vital, plus the B-complex. Four vitamins are very vital to how we respond immunologically to this virus. Zinc, 30 milligrams a day, is a micromineral that helps those vitamins work. I'm right with you. It's the Ceylon cinnamon. Make sure if you're going to use this as a supplement, it's Ceylon, C-E-Y-L-O-N cinnamon. There's two types of cinnamon, and one's actually a little poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
But this one isn't. 750 milligrams a day. Selenium, like zinc, works and helps these vitamins do their job. And then there's one other category.
I bet you're going to say vitamin A. I bet you're going to say.
Yeah, you can put vitamin A in there. It's not in my top four, and you can get in trouble with vitamin A. And so whenever I give kind of advice over the radio, I'm careful with things you can get in trouble with. And so too much vitamin
A. I appreciate that, yeah.
People hear something, and then they take three times as much. And vitamin A, if you take three times as much, you'll get in trouble. Yes, you can take a nice double up on the daily recommended allowance, just twice what is recommended daily on vitamin A, is a safe amount to take.
We have to take a quick break. Give out your website, and we will be back with more
for you. You get
with Dr. Greg Smith. Stay tuned, and give out the website, Dr. Smith, please.
Okay, yeah, it's GregoryLSmithMD.com.
Stay tuned, Cannabis Talk A to Z. These are not usual times, and we will continue in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I really want to give a shout out to KBKW. We are back. Yes, we're back in Washington State. And we also want to We're from one coast over to the big voice of Southern Vermont, WBTN. So Cannabis Talk can be heard on those stations and a lot more. So we welcome back Dr. Gregory L. Smith, noted author, MD, Master's in Public Health, epidemiologist, all rolled into one, and an expert in the cannabinoid field. And so you're giving us your list of how to keep our immune systems really healthy. This is important. Go ahead, Dr. Smith. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to be here, Frankie. So and there's two sides to the immune system question. So you want a really, really alert immune system for when the virus first comes into our bodies. We want to find it, attach it, attack it. But then once it's gotten hold inside these certain lung cells, that there's very specific lung cells that it attaches to, nowhere else, then we don't want too much of an immune response once it's in there. So it's a two-edged sword, and you really want a well-balanced immune system. And if anything, the cannabinoid system in our body is about balance, about homeostasis. And so it is very important during this period of time to have our immune system balanced. And CBD, without a doubt, thousands of studies, not even hundreds, thousands of studies in cell culture animals and then dozens of studies in humans, show that CBD is a great utility, I can't use the word medication, but the nutraceutical for balancing our immune system and homeostasis of the immune system.
Yes, it's really, I find it extremely helpful for me, especially at night, winding down at the end of the day during these times. And you know, I talk about it all the time. I talk about COVID-19 all the time on all the shows now. And so, you know, we're in constant dialogue with practitioners and doctors and people that are sharing information and how we navigate this new road that we're all on. And so I find it's extremely helpful. And I have to tell you that the dog who comes from downstairs to my house back to his mother's house, and he goes back and forth throughout the day, is very nervous, and he's picking up the weird energy of, where are the people on the street? Why are we not going into the bank? Why are we not going into the, you know, he is sensing this so big, and has had a couple of episodes where he's been vomiting, and he's a very sensitive dog, extremely sensitive. He's an English Cocker Spaniel, and he's 14, so he's very sensitive. And so we give him a little bit of CBD to just take the edge off, just a little bit for him. And he gets his little doggy CBD products that have no peppermint in them, because dogs shouldn't get peppermint, and no sweeteners such as xylitol, because that would poison him. So he's getting a little bit as well.
Well, that's great, Frankie. And that really highlights the next sort of phase or question of how can cannabinoids help during this crisis. We talked about the immune support and homeostasis, but also our staying at home. This is an experiment for us. You know, we haven't had this before where we're staying home for weeks, months, going crazy.
Yeah.
But liquor stores are busy. They're busy for a reason, and the same reason that recreational stores probably should be busy. If you're at home for weeks on end, I think it's a very healthy use of cannabinoids for our mental health, our anxiety, or relaxation. Very appropriate.
Isn't it disgraceful that they're not having the recreational stores in Massachusetts are closed. I find that to be appalling, actually.
It means that they don't get it yet. They're not figuring this out. The same reason that liquor stores should be open is the same reason that recreational stores, you're at home, you're using it appropriately, you're not driving. It's a very safe thing to use for that kind of purpose, which is part of human nature, especially when we're cramped at home for weeks on end. This is a very, very unusual period of time. We're going to see a lot of mental health issues, a lot of divorce, a lot of arguments coming out of this being cooped up with close family members for long periods of time.
Yes.
CBD, though, is available. The online sales of CBD are available to get shipped to your house to help you with the anxiety and be a little rosier outlook on life.
I've been reading that some of the farmers will get some relief from the package that the government is putting out, the relief package, the COVID-19 package. And because these farmers, this is affecting every arena, and it's really affecting the CBD industry as well.
I guess that makes sense. Because even just processing it and harvesting it and manufacturing and I would think online sales though of these products, because there's plenty of oil to make product without having the farmers farm right now. I would hope that those sales would be good so people can get this stuff to their house and use it at home, both for the preventive things we just talked about, the immune support, and for the effects on their mental health. I can't underemphasize, though, the vitamins. I just want to go over this one more time because no one's talking prevention.
Yes.
They're all talking, whatever, the remdesivir at $1,000 a dose. And instead of telling the population, go out there and take your immune support vitamins. They're at every store. They're at Amazon. There is no one-night combination, or I would recommend it, but there's nothing out on Amazon that I could find that combines all of these into a nice once-a-day pill. But it is...
No, there isn't. But that's okay. Well, it's worth it to do these mega dosing right now. And it's also an opportunity, and I know that it's easier said than done. I'm an alchemist in the kitchen, so I'm not having a problem putting together really healthy, delicious foods. I'm just not. I'm being honest with you. It's what I do. It's what I do all the time. But I want all of you to hear what I'm saying to you. When you start putting sugar, high-carb packaged foods into your body, there isn't opportunity for your body to really fight. And your immune system needs to be in fighting condition. And when you put the sugars into the immune system, it really and truly compromises your ability to fight anything. And I'm not talking just about COVID-19. I'm talking about anything. So maybe this is an opportunity for us to really use this time, and families to really healthy foods and drinks and all kinds of things that are available, as you say, on Amazon and in your grocery store. You're practicing the 6 feet distance as we have here in our grocery stores. There's roped off every 6 feet, and they're only allowing certain numbers in at one time. So be prepared when you go, wear your gloves, whatever you need to do to feel safe. But once you get there, pick up some of the ingredients that are healthier choices. And you can talk more about that.
It goes back to inflammation. So the sugar and the inflammatory diet are part and parcel of the immune response. So these are inflammatory diets. They increase the inflammatory response. And our goal long term is to decrease the inflammatory response. And then, of course, if you get infected, you really want to decrease the inflammatory response.
Right.
So, and then things like the cinnamon. I do want to mention a couple other nutraceuticals that have good research. I did the research before this show. Licorice root, 150 to 300 milligrams a day. Licorice root comes in nice available capsules. Elderberry extract, garlic, and medical mushrooms. So we got some vitamins. We got zinc and selenium, and we have cinnamon, licorice, elderberry, mushrooms, and garlic. There's a lot out there. You don't want to go overboard. These are all safe. I wouldn't recommend them over the radio if I didn't feel that these can be taken very, very safely.
Awesome. All right. When we come back, we will talk about what will happen to this industry that a farm bill changed everything, and now COVID-19, what will happen with the future of CBD and cannabis? And we will ask our esteemed guest today, Dr. Gregory L. Smith. And Dr. Smith, give out your website as we go to break.
Okay, GregoryLSmithMD.com.
And we'll be right back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Cannabis, CBD, and coronavirus. And joining us today has been epidemiologist, cannabinoid expert, noted author, lecturer, and someone who I value his opinion tremendously, Dr. Gregory Smith, Dr. Gregory L. Smith. And welcome back, Doctor. We only have a few moments left with you on this segment. Where do you see this industry? Because you and I know that many of the mom-and-pop stores and products that have been out on the market after the Farm Bill, this is really the local shops in my neighborhood are all closed, and it's really sad that they put millions of dollars in from savings and the stories of that you hear about all of these mom and pop companies going under. But it's going to take a while for all of us to bounce back from this. But what do you have hope for the CBD industry and for the cannabis industry? Do you think they'll be able to bounce back quickly?
Oh, yeah. I think, it's so part and parcel of our culture now after, I go back 20 years, back to California days in 2000. So it is part of our culture, and it works. It has so many benefits that we've talked about in the show already, not just physiologic benefits, but psychological and just sociological, dealing with society and anxiety. And it's not going away. And it's so simple to grow, especially the hemp side of the story. It's such a simple plant to grow. It's not going away.
I think that's good to know. What are your closing thoughts about how long do you think that we will be in quarantine for those of us that are, for the states that do have us in quarantine? How long do you think it will be before we will know life as being normal again?
Well, normal again, I think we're looking at the fall to the winter before normal again. I think to start the economy, people coming out of their houses, I'm thinking June. Sometime in June,
okay.
Depending on how hot your city is. But I think we could start seeing easing up on those restrictions that are affecting our economy. But we aren't going to be normal again. We aren't going to look at each other normally and shake each other's hands, maybe till Christmas time or Thanksgiving.
Wow. I can't stress enough all of the wonderful tips that you have shared with us today. This is going to take a lot of work on all of our parts. Talk about the mental piece, though. Let's talk about the mental piece for just a moment. We've talked about keeping the immunity safe and strong with the food and the supplementations. But that mental piece is just as, if not more important, because what we think and how we feel talks to ourselves, as the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton has shown us, changes our DNA.
Yep, it does. It releases epigenes. So we're going to start seeing it in and around our family, friends. We're going to hear daily stories, and that's going to hit our emotional, our amygdala response, and which is not logical, and it does irrational things when we start running on our amygdala and not on our frontal lobes. And that's what we're going to see, emotional responses to this, and people not just running to the grocery stores, but all sorts of other irrational behaviors. And as the months go on, those irrational behaviors could get, you know, have bigger and bigger impacts than just having not enough toilet paper. So we have to be cognizant of that, and we need advice from our government and direction from the government on to control that irrational responses that are going to start happening.
Why? What is up with the toilet paper? Can you explain to me why?
My best guess, my sister-in-law in Australia, is the first time I ever heard of that, was going back to January now. And she texted me. She was in Australia. She texted me a photo of everything was there except for the toilet paper. It was all sold out in Australia in January. I'm thinking they thought it was intestinal flu, which they commonly think of intestinal flu when they use the word flu. And I'm thinking they all thought they were going to get diarrhea, my best guess. And, of course, once that irrational behavior shows up on the front of the New York Times, then everyone goes and buys toilet paper. And that's what we're going to see.
Yes.
But now they're limiting.
If you can find it. I know you're in Florida. Is there a shortage in TP in Florida?
I went into a store. I sent that picture the other day. I went to just like a local mini mart, and it had hundreds of just single rolls of toilet paper in the freezer counter where they usually have frozen goods, and they had a roll of toilet paper.
I know
run
that,
by beer and wine.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's so
some
funny.
Some wine, some beer, some toilet paper, and we're good.
Yeah. I got a little email the other day with people sitting around playing poker, and instead of using chips, they were using toilet paper. It was very funny. It was very clever. I just want to also say that we cannot lose our sense of humor. We just cannot at this point. We still, I think limiting the exposure that you're getting on television is really critical. Getting sound information, though, is important, and knowing where the information is coming from, that it's science-based, as Dr. Gregory L. Smith has shared with us today, and know that CBD is safe to use and can be so helpful during these times, whether, you know, and again, just go over your recommendations before we say goodbye to you, Dr.
Smith.
Yeah,
this is for immune support, to have homeostasis of your immune system during this period of months, and that's 50 milligrams under the tongue, morning and bedtime, during these next few months.
Okay. We got it. This has been awesome. Cannabis, CBD, and coronavirus with Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and our special guest, epidemiologist and cannabinoid medicine doctor, Gregory L. Smith. Thank you so much, Dr. Smith, and give out your website, please.
It's GregoryLSmithMD.com. And as always, I enjoyed it, Frankie.
And we will be back next time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day. Stay safe. Stay safe, stay connected, and as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.